Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, April 10th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. A Texas pardon. A senator hospitalized. Miami can't take it anymore. And a Masters victory. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with the message of the day. First, back in 2020, Daniel Perry, who was an active duty U.S. Army sergeant, was driving his Uber when he drove towards a crowd of Black Lives Matter marchers in Austin, Texas. At that point, 28-year-old Garrett Foster, who was a former aircraft mechanic for the Air Force, had a bandana over his face and was carrying an AK-47. In the end, Daniel Perry shot and killed, the driver shot and killed Garrett Foster, the guy with the AK-47, the Black Lives Matter protester. Perry's lawyers say he was acting in self-defense, but prosecutors say he, the Uber driver, instigated the confrontation. Well, the jury unanimously voted to convict him for murder. Now, the rub is, he wasn't charged with this crime at first. It wasn't a year later, till 2021, when a George Soros-backed DA won the DA's election, and then he was charged with the crime. So now the governor of Texas is getting involved, saying he might pardon Perry. Another U.S. senator is hospitalized, this time Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut fractured his femur. He fell during a parade for the UConn basketball team, national championship basketball team. Blumenthal is 77. So this year, Dianne Feinstein was hospitalized with shingles. Fetterman's been hospitalized for a ton of things. And McConnell was hospitalized with a concussion. The average age of a U.S. senator is 64. Miami can't take the spring break anymore. Two fatal shootings on Ocean Drive. A city council member said Miami Beach is shutting the door on spring break once and for all. They announced a curfew for next year's spring break, trying to nip it all in the bud. A city councilman who voted against it said the heavy hand of government being imposed on our residents, visitors, and businesses. 288 arrests, 230 felonies, over 100 firearms seized. In sports news, the center for the Minnesota Timberwolves was sent home after punching a teammate in the chest during a timeout during their final regular season game. You can't punch your teammate. In Pittsburgh, the Pirates shortstop ran into the catcher during a play at the plate, got a broken ankle, and it caused both benches to clear. A bench-clearing brawl. Pitchers running in from the outfield to join in the melee, the whole thing. And you can't punch people on the other team either. You can't punch your teammates. You can't punch the other team either. No punches at the Masters, though. Brooks Koepka started the final round four shots up over Jon Rahm, ended up losing by four shots. Rahm will take home $3.24 million. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, I hope you had a good Easter and Passover. President Biden spent the time at Camp David in Maryland. And now, tomorrow, he's off to Ireland, beating me by a couple of months. I'll be going there in June. Beautiful place. Anyway, Mr. Biden is going over there to celebrate 25 years of the Good Friday Agreement, which ended the so-called troubles in Northern Ireland between the Catholics and the Protestants. Well, this is an okay trip, but it's not necessary, certainly. And we have plenty of troubles here in the USA, do we not? And those problems are being neglected, some say ignored, by President Biden. The most vivid example to all of us is the southern border, which has been completely out of control for 2 years. Millions of people are in America now that should not be here. And hundreds of thousands of others are suffering grievously. Those are the migrants themselves, subjected to violence, extortion, and every other crime you can think of in the Mexican side of the border. So I don't mind Joe Biden going to Ireland. He has Irish roots, and I hope he has a good time. But this man is simply not, in my opinion, doing the job that we hired him to do through our votes. The USA is a mess. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Debbie Jackson, Mogador, Ohio. It's astounding to me that after Chicago voters crushed by crime and dissents to boot, Lori Lightfoot then voted in another progressive who did not get the backing of the police union. They are doomed to repeat the same mistakes. Absolutely, Debbie. Chicago will be a mess for the next 4 years. Brian Pierce, West Boylston, Massachusetts. That's Boston. Bill, you say that there is a backlash coming. I don't see it. The Chicago voters picked a Bernie Sanders-backed progressive. You may be right. The voting patterns have changed, as I said yesterday. It's frightening. Bill Rogers, Camillus, New York. I've never been affiliated with any political party, but I am conservative. With 7 years of mostly ridiculous attacks on Donald Trump, I am changing. I am registering as a Republican. This way, I will be able to vote for him in a primary. Okay. There's a lot of people rallying to the Republican cause right now. There's no doubt about it. Jim Knox, Jacksonville, North Carolina. Why are sealed documents and gag orders appropriate for the types of charges brought against Trump? Well, sealed documents are grand jury documents. All grand jury is sealed everywhere. Okay, so that's not unusual. There was no gag order because it would have been immediately challenged in a federal court, and the judge didn't want that. Jim Sieve, Kettering, Ohio. Bill, why have we not heard from Mitch McConnell regarding the Trump indictment? Because he has a concussion. So Senator McConnell getting old. All right, no doubt about it. Fell down, hit his head. And I understand that he is not in good shape. I don't know more than that, and I don't want to intrude on their privacy over there. In a moment, something you might not know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 111 years ago today, the world's largest and most luxurious ship departed Southampton, England for New York City. It would never arrive. Here is the story of the Royal Mail ship Titanic. At the time, the RMS Titanic was the biggest moving object on Earth. At 900 feet in length, that's 3 football fields, its creators dubbed the vessel unsinkable. Towards the end of its maiden voyage, the Titanic sailed into frigid waters off the coast of northern Canada. Around midnight, on April 15, 1912, the ship struck an iceberg. Most of the 2,200 passengers paid little attention to the accident. the boat slowly filled with water before breaking apart and plunging eventually to the bottom of the Atlantic. 1,500 victims drowned in the icy water. The tragedy led to new international agreements, including a global ice patrol bulletin and lifeboat regulations on large ships. While the disaster made headlines around the world, the exact location of the sunk Titanic went unknown for decades. In September 1985, a group of explorers from the U.S. and France ended a 73-year search for the most infamous shipwreck of all time. The discovery renewed a global frenzy over the Titanic. The event sparked a series of movies, books, documentaries, and TV specials. The film Titanic from director James Cameron was the first motion picture to earn $1 billion at the box office. And here's something else you might not know. The sinking of the Titanic was also featured in Nazi propaganda. Adolf Hitler and propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels commissioned a 1943 movie that featured a group of British businessmen aboard the Titanic. The sinking, the Nazis said, was the result of the greedy captain's quest to smash a speed record. The epilogue of the German film states, quote, "The deaths of 1,500 people remained unatoned, forever a vile testament of Britain's endless quest for profit," unquote. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.